Ladies, get ready because Girls Love Talk is starting in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, It's Friday. It's Friday. What's up, ladies? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk with your host, Taylor Marie. I'm so glad that the weekend is here. But, I mean, I couldn't complain about it being, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because, shit, I've been off. And I've been enjoying every minute of it, okay? As I should. I wasn't even going to take off from work, but considering the move, getting settled into our new place, learning shit, a whole new state and city, it's definitely been necessary. So I've been taking this time because I know that when I go back to work, it's grind mode, definitely. So it is what it is. Getting my me time, getting my quality time with my man, ladies. So my week has been going good, and hopefully y'all's too. Now let's get into this dating, or whatever y'all want to call what y'all doing these days. I don't know what y'all call it because what I'm seeing is complete bullshit, straight bullshit. And that's exactly what's going on. What's up with this whole everybody being scared to get played shit? Like, anybody can get played. And you can do everything in your power to be the smartest of the smartest and still get played. Be the most loyal motherfucker you can be on this earth. Still get played. So, just, you know what I mean? Do you. And don't drive yourself fucking crazy. And don't drive that dude crazy either. Do not. Like, if you know what I mean? You see some funny shit, call that shit out. You know, check it out. Dig into it. Be your own inner FBI agent, as us ladies are so good at being sometimes. And then, you know what I mean? Go from there. Shit. Because truth be told, which y'all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Everybody ain't trying to play your ass. You know what I mean? Sometimes we think we know some shit and then we don't. So that's one of the issues I'm seeing that's fucking up y'all ability to date out here. And that goes for guys too. That whole, I know you got niggas, I know you got other dudes. Don't worry about that. Period. Okay, you should be confident enough in yourself to know, you know what I mean? I got this. She talking to me. She going on dates with me. This is that. So obviously, I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm doing something right. Confidence is sexy. Stop with all that crazy shit. That shit is annoying. And then y'all be wilding out a little too early. Wait till you got that person to show your inner crazy. Like, you might be fucking it up, alright, ladies? So that's just a little tip from me. But then you got the issues with having a label. The fuck wrong with that? I mean, I see why y'all dating and getting to know each other, of course. Of course not, ladies. No, if you're dating, you're dating. You know what I mean? Ain't no title needed for that. You don't get no title. But when y'all get the fucking and y'all get doing all this the relationship shit, I don't care what nobody say. A title is needed. Yep, a title is needed because that's what's got y'all confused now. Because motherfuckers get to jumping in this shit and then it's like, wait. What are we doing? What am I to you? And by then, it's like, he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck to try to figure that out because Hey, y'all been, you know what I mean? He might hit you with the, we been rocking, what you talking about? I swear to God, he might hit you with some shit like that. Because it's like, why you want to mess up something good? We good. Don't even worry about that. Now you sitting up here looking dumb because you want clarity when you could have already had that. And then you might end up dealing with somebody that you really like, you attracted to and all this and that, sex good, whatever, but you don't know what to call, what the fuck y'all doing. And you got, like I said, and some of y'all ladies too, y'all don't want to admit, but y'all be trying to act like y'all just with whatever because the dude is so laid back and he ain't trying to put no pressure on having no label. But if that ain't, if that's what you want, then cool, y'all on the same page, so that's cool. But if you just doing that shit because you just trying to seem cool and you trying to seem a certain way for him to impress him, bitch, you finna stress yourself out. Because you definitely going to be running your mouth to your friends talking about how, I just don't know what we doing. Figure that shit out. Or don't wait to the last minute too, either, because he ain't going to be with that shit. You going to feel like you nagging him. Then on top of that, you got people out here, and this is a fucked up one too. Dating is hard now too because a lot of people got kids. And not to say that that's like that's definitely not a bad thing. That's not something horrible, nothing like that. Please don't think that of what I'm saying. But I'm saying that to say it's harder. And that's facts. I know all my ladies who are moms out there can definitely say dating is a little bit harder. Why? Because you have a package. You know what I mean? It's a package deal they getting. And so that means when you dating, you can be down for just chilling and no pressure on some shit. But after a while, when y'all get to that relationship part, that, you know what I mean, acknowledgement of your kids and you being a mom and stuff, that's mandatory. Or that shit is not going to work out. And it's fucked up because there's a lot of men out here who are not going to tell y'all that they got, they not even going to tell y'all, yeah, I ain't really feeling kids or, you know, having a role as a dad or a stepdad or anything. They not even gonna tell you that. They just gonna stick around and put up with some shit and put on their little front because it's like, I still wanna fuck her. Or I still wanna fuck with her. And that's fucked up to me because, you know what I mean? In the end, you end up hurting their feelings anyway. So you might as well just keep it real from the jump. And you can't blame nobody for saying that they not really interested in dating somebody with kids. Because everybody got their preferences. That's just like me saying, I'm not fucking with nobody who's short. I'm not. Love my husband to death. No, thankfully he is not shorter than me. He's taller than me. But that's just my preference. I don't like short men. No offense to, can't nobody help that. But that's just my preference. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with the kids thing. Ladies, don't trip about that. Just, hey. Nip that shit in the bud when you dating. And then a lot of these dudes just too childish anyway. Their whole thing is they just scared of any type of thing that forces them to be an adult too. You know what I mean? You can't be on no childish shit with no chick who got kids, period. Unless that chick is dumb. Because it is a lot of airheads out here. I love my ladies, but some of us are, we in our airhead stage. And we will literally just, we just want somebody to want us. So even though they ain't really acknowledging the fact that we moms and that, you know what I mean, we got shit to do and we gotta pick our kids up, drop them off, and you know, we got all this other shit going on, busy schedules and stuff. They want to ignore it past that. Especially, oh my God, the dudes who be like, you got your kids. The fuck? Let me be single out here dating. And I got kids. And a motherfucker text me or call me asking, do you got your kids? He getting cussed the fuck out. You getting cussed the fuck out. Yes, I have my kids. The fuck? I'm a mom. And at some point, I ain't saying right away off the bat, I would never force my kids on nobody. And ladies, y'all shouldn't be either. But when y'all, like I said, when y'all get to them stages of heading towards relationship, there's certain shit that gotta be done. You know what I mean? And you should already by then know, okay, yeah, they ain't with the kid thing, or yeah, they are cool with that. They ain't intimidated by that. So, I mean, they just intimidated with responsibility. And them people, you don't even want to fuck with anyway. So that's a big thing, is, you know what I mean, the kids, because then it's always a thing of, a lot of people worry about baby mama, baby daddy drama too, which is something that I can understand, because that shit be wild too. But, you know what I mean, I just feel like everybody need to be real upfront. You know you ain't interested in kids, don't approach her, sir. Leave her the fuck alone. Don't waste her time. That shit be fucked up. Then on top of that, you got people who are, and this is something that when I talk to my friends who are single, this is the number one thing I always hear, because I always ask them what's going on in the dating world. Just because we just catch up with each other, they ask me about how's the married life. Hey, that's how we do. And the number one thing I hear all the time that they say is the issue of consistency. And I see that too. I've been there before. With the whole, you vibing with somebody, your conversation might be good. They, you know what I mean? You're attracted to them, this is that. But they just got a tendency to go ghost on your ass. Maybe you don't hear from them for 3-4 days or some shit. Then they pop up when they feel like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what I mean? With a text or call. And you like, okay, I like them, but what's up? Like, or they might be cool, but then some days they moody, attitude-y, you know, they acting like they don't really fuck with you, or don't want to be bothered, or they too busy for you and shit. I ain't accusing nobody of nothing, babe. Just watch out for that, because sometimes, a lot of times that means some shit. They might be in a whole nother relationship. It's sad to say, I don't just jump straight towards the negative, but a lot of that shit do be meaning that. It might be that. Hell, they asses might got, like, unstable moods, swings, or they ass, I don't know. That's just too, I get it. And my ladies out there who are dating, I get that. That inconsistency shit sucks. Because you can't even have, like, a stable communication or just, like, not so unpredictable vibes all the time. Then you really, it's hard to get to another level. You know what I mean? Past that talking stage. Then, speaking of talking, the communication. Yeah, we got all these, it killed me. We got all these ways to communicate. You got a phone, email, motherfucking fax, shit, send a letter, pop up in person, FaceTime, whatever. Go live on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever. And people still fucking suck at communication. Ladies, do not fuck with no, you go one right here. That's just gonna help y'all weed some people out. Stop fucking with these dudes who only text. Stop. If he only texts y'all, if y'all only text, there's no talking on the phone, barely seeing each other, or still ain't seeing each other after months. Like, fuck out of here. We're grown as hell. Ain't nobody finna be texting forever. And then the other thing with that is, you don't know how they're saying something. You know what I mean? Because you're reading it. You don't know exactly what they mean. And then a lot of people, they know how to make some shit sound good, seem good. You thinking, yeah, we vibing hard. This is that. He be calling me bae. He text me good morning. This is that. Okay, but you, baby, you might be on chain mail. Okay? He might be. You on his fucking love roll. Not payroll, love roll. Where he just sending out a good morning beautiful text to you and 20 other motherfucking people. So that should be a turn off. Y'all adults. We adults. We grown. I could not imagine just texting somebody. How the hell can you go on? Then some of y'all got the nerves to be claiming a motherfucker when y'all want to be like, especially when y'all got when y'all in tour with somebody and another chick or something. I didn't see this before. I got the messages to prove it. This is that. That's it? Some goddamn text messages? You know, people can be whoever the fuck they want to be over the phone and the internet. Stop it. You ain't got nothing. So that's my other thing. Like, you don't have nothing, really. It's just words. So, ladies, don't get sucked up into that shit. Call that shit out. You see, you notice that? Be like, hey, what's up? Why we ain't never seen each other? Why this? Why that? Don't sweat them to see them or nothing like that, but that shit just don't flow right. Period. And then, stop being so fucking prideful. I mean, prideful about the dumbest shit. About who gonna shoot they shot first. Stop it. Like, ladies, it's... Come on now, I would think that y'all would know better by now that it don't always have to be the fucking man who shoots his shot first. Why do y'all feel like that's the type of shit that's gonna keep y'all from losing? That's why a lot of y'all be seeing some chicks and y'all be like, how she get him? How he with her? Ooh, I'm supposed to be with him. This is that. The biggest difference might be that she just all that she shot her shot. She wasn't scared to approach. She expressed her interest with no shame in her game. Like, stop with this whole being afraid of rejection thing too. Some people gonna like you or be interested and some people not. Period. That don't mean that you ugly. That shouldn't mean that what you do. You gonna what? Go fall off a cliff? No. So don't force it. Of course not. Don't do the most. Don't make a fool out of yourself. But definitely, I feel like that shit is just childish. And for guys who feel like that too, that's weak too to feel like. And then it's like you look like you like super full of yourself too. I'll say because how you figure you too good to have to shoot your shot? The fuck? Or be the first one to, you know what I mean, make conversation. Like, guys like that. They be actually impressed by the ladies. I don't know if y'all know that, but that shit be having them. Y'all know how we be smiling from ear to ear? They asses be, dang, like she said something to me. Or, you know what I mean? Or they might laugh at some shit you say. Like, dang, like she ain't even shy. I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck out of here with that dumb shit. Like, that enough is enough. You interested? And don't be interested in somebody, too, just because they cute. Because y'all kill me with that, too. Because you'll find out. You'll find out. Dang. I just was so interested in them. I wanted to talk to them so bad. This is that. And then I had to find out that, like, they broke. Or they got too many baby mamas. This is that. Yeah, I know, because your ass wasn't thinking about nothing else. You just was thinking about how they look. That shit's stupid. Well, now we grown now. We gotta treat dating way differently. It don't have to be complex, but I just feel like it's a lot of simple shit that we just really passing up. Just letting go right over our heads. It's just like, why? Why? Don't make it difficult. Then you got... Here go my other thing I wanted to say too, and this is what I'm gonna leave it off on, because this I can go on with this shit. But this is the number one thing that a lot of people ain't ready for. Y'all ain't ready. Make sure that before you get out here trying to date, that you got yourself in order. Now, I'm not talking about you got yourself in order as in the enemy as far as what you have or anything. You know what I mean? Because that's the number one thing I always hear. Well, people talking about, oh, well, maybe you, how you dating and you ain't got no car and you ain't got this, you ain't got that. It's beyond that. Make sure that you are prepared, you are ready to date. Because a lot of us are just really out here thinking that because you single, you ready to date. No, baby. No, it's beyond that. Yes, that's one of the main things, because if your ass ain't single, the fuck you out here trying to date for? And some of y'all damn goofies is out here trying to two-time, three-time people. Y'all out here, fuck. No. If you single, that's not the only requirement. You have to have your mental right. Okay, because a lot of y'all mindset is very childish. Y'all still doing dumb shit. Some of y'all beliefs are just outrageous. Y'all logic in shit. Like y'all, some of y'all feel like the girl is supposed to fucking pay for everything, do everything, drive y'all around, let y'all drive her car. Y'all think she's supposed to be your second mama. No, get yourself right. Like, get your thinking right. Make sure your intelligence is together too, because you can't even have no intelligent conversation. That's, I mean, to a hood rat guys out there, it is what it is. A lot of shit gonna go right over their head. But when you step into certain women out here, you gonna look like a idiot. So get right with that. And then most importantly, when I'm saying make sure that you right, I'm talking about like don't be trying to, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm single, because that's the, man, I see single people. It's not like single people be thirsty to let it be known that they're single. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers be single for 2 seconds and they posting this shit. Single. Okay, good for you. But you don't want to acknowledge the fact that your ass just got out of a raggedy-ass relationship. A super fucked up one. Drama, drama, drama. Hell, y'all still arguing and shit. Get that together first. Don't be walking into something else with some heavy-ass baggage. Putting it on them. Don't do that. A lot of y'all are doing that. And y'all fucking up y'all reputation and y'all image to other people who are out there in the dating world. And then you become like, then you wonder why you got these issues with finding somebody. People seeing certain shit with you and they like, nah, you all over the place. And you can't blame them, shit. So that's my biggest thing I see with the dating too. Like I said, a lot of people, they ain't even ready to date yet. Just because you single don't mean you get out there. No. Get your shit together first. Get your shit together first. So with that being said, ladies, I'ma hop on over to our What Would You Rather segment. Yes, that's this new segment that I came up with. New segment where basically I'm asking ladies, what would you rather have? You know, typical game of what would you rather. And I'm asking that just because nobody's perfect. And so, you know what I mean, when it comes to the dating or dealing with people, it's certain shit that they might have that you can't get with, or certain shit that you might be like, oh, okay, I don't really care for that, but I can work with that. So first question, ladies, would you rather have a guy that has a big dick, but he comes quick, or a guy who, you know what I mean, I won't say he teeny weeny, but he's rather small, but he know how to work it well? Ooh. That's a crazy question. I know y'all wonder, like, go ahead, Taylor. Let me know what you would rather have. Ooh, that's tough. That is tough, because coming quick, that's, oh my God. Come on, like. Look, I love you. you're thinking like, which could you work on? Now, if his shit is small, it ain't no fixing that. And I can't have no small dick, because you imagine trying to give head to a fucking wiener sausage, fucking cocktail. But they know how to work it with. How the hell you small and you know how to? I've heard that before, but I don't know. But then I'm like, can you teach somebody to not come quick? I think you can, because you could try to make them like hold off on it. I'm over here really pondering, like, I hate to be so cliche, because I know it's, people always say, well, you know, it ain't always about the size, this is it, but baby, I can't deal with no cocktail with it, because that shit is just whack, because it's like, how you a grown ass man, and yeah, and I don't, it's nothing that you can do to make your penis bigger. And me, I'm keep it all the way real with y'all. I'm a chick who got ass, I got titties, I got, you know what I mean, I got my gut, I'm thick. I can't deal with no little dick. So I guess I'm gonna have to go with the dick that's the nice size, but it come quick. You know, we just have to work on that. Thank God in real life I don't have this issue. Oof. Ladies, y'all let me know what y'all would do. Then, next question. Would you rather deal with a guy who is ugly, but he rich, he got money, or a guy who is poor, but he looks good? I don't really like that question. I feel like that one could have been better. I could have found the better one. But for me, it kind of depends what you mean with poor. Because if he poor, he don't need to be. If he poor like how I'm thinking, you don't need to be even trying to date nobody. Like, if you poor as in homeless, you don't need, you're just out of the whole little scenario. Because fuck no. You don't need to be even trying to have no relationship. You can't. it just depends. Like, you know, there's a lot of people out here with bad credit. You know what I mean? I feel like that's actually in this day and time very typical. I mean, look at all this shit. Like, motherfuckers be having bad credit from paying bills too. You know what I mean? Like, robbing Peter to pay Paul and all that. You know, shit, for different reasons. I guess it depends on what you mean by poor. And then, money is nice, too. Don't get me wrong. We all want money. But, just because, I read into shit. I don't just be thinking it's sweet. You can't just say, ladies, like, oh, well, he ugly, but at least he got money. Yeah, he might got money, but he probably one of them motherfuckers who rich, but real frugal. Don't want to spend no money on nobody, no nothing. So then what? Man, y'all thinking too hard into this shit. And then it depends on his ugly. Is you saying like ugly as in like when he, if you squint or look at him too long, he start to look ugly? Or is you saying like he just like one of them motherfuckers who just ain't no helping they ass. They just butt fucking ugly. Because, but they be saying like ugly dudes be making cute babies. Ain't that crazy? I don't know. That's a slut. Y'all don't have to forgive me, but I can't give y'all no answer for that one. I can't even get no answer for that one, because that's a little too complicated for me. I'm not even like a all about looks person. Like, I never been like that person who's like, he gotta be looking like Rico Suave, Genuine. Like, I ain't never been like that. But poor, I don't know. I guess I could go with a good looking guy who's poor. You know why? Because I just wouldn't go too far with his ass. We ain't staying together. We ain't getting serious. None of that. Fuck that. Because you come with too much shit. But we could be cool. We could be cool, though. Rich guy is like, hey. A rich guy. I just feel like because a rich guy, he just because he ugly don't mean he ain't gonna have no standards. He might feel like, you know, there's a lot of ugly rich dudes out there who feel like, hey, I got money, so I can have whoever. You know what I mean? He might be treating you like shit. So I'm going in with the poor dude. You know what I'm saying? And next question. Deal with somebody who is too clingy, like way too attached to you, or somebody who just sucks all around completely at expressing their emotions. You know what I mean? So they just emotionless. Like, they just one of them dudes who just, they just have no feelings. Even though everybody have feelings, but y'all know what I mean. Them dudes who just got that rough exterior where it's just like, I'm heartless, man. My last bitch, she fucked me up. You know what I mean? Like, they just damaged emotionally. For me, damn. What would I say? I guess I'm gonna go with, I don't know. See, that's, I can't even really say. I feel like with that one, I could go with either one. You know why? Because, first of all, I'm Aquarius. I'm a love baby. I was born February 14th, you know what I'm saying? So I love love. So I don't mind having somebody who's attached to me, clinging to me. I like that, and a lot of us do. Like, you know, there's a lot of us who, I see the tweets and stuff all the time where people be like, be all over me, I like that shit, this is that. But then at the same time, the Aquarius in me, I like my me time. Like, I like being kind of like a hermit, like just having my, you know what I mean, my space too. So I like both. I can be complicated. I like both. But So the clingy thing, that wasn't really bothering me, because I know how to tell people when I don't feel like being bothered, leave me alone. A lot of people who know me, they tell me all the time, like, you don't be answering your, my best friend, she one of them, she used to tell me, like, you ain't answer your phone, or I ain't heard from you in this long, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I am. Like, I literally can get them to all into me, you know what I mean? Like, and then I don't even be on no attitude shit. Like, that's just me. So, could I get annoyed with clinginess? Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. But I know how to be like, yeah, hey, even with my husband, he already know. Like, we have our us time, and we have our, hey, he go play his game or kick it with his guys, whatever, and me, I do my thing. So, and then that's why I say I feel like I can deal with both. Because with the dude who can't show his emotions and he's just like emotionally gone or whatnot, I think I would, like, sometimes I be feeling like I could be like a therapist or some shit sometimes too, without even necessarily trying to. Because that is draining, trying to pull that shit out of somebody. So I can see why people would be like, yeah, I'm not dealing with nobody who just can't show no emotion. But you, I feel like you, that's a part of getting to know them. You gotta kind of dig a little deeper anyway to see, like, why they feel the way they feel, why they act the way they act, or whatnot. You know, you can, sometimes you can crack that little so-called tough exterior. But I will say, after a while, like, yeah, I'm not gonna be, come on now, you got too many issues and you stressing me the fuck out or something like that, yeah, I definitely would be like, yeah, it's a wrap. So I'm glad I could deal with both. Shit. Both of them. Now, next question. Guy with a girly voice or a guy who's shorter than you? Oh my lord. Whew. Oh man. That's funny, because it really is guys out here who got like girly voices. Like, and when I say girly, I mean, like, it's kind of like that nasally, like that, you know what I mean? Like that Squidward. I've heard the girly ones I've heard, it just kind of sound like that, you know what I mean? Like that beach girl, white girl type voice, that, yeah, oh my God, yeah, like that. Oh guess I'm going to say God's shorter than me. I would have to. And y'all know, y'all just heard me say that I could not deal with nobody who's short. But I damn sure ain't finna listen to no dude who sound like a girl. It's awkward. It's... Nah. I think it'll get on my nerves, and that's just not sexy. I love masculinity. Hopefully I said that. Yeah, masculinity. I like that. You know, need to hear some testosterone in your voice. You can't be sounding like a fucking city girl or some shit. It's your Miami? No. Fuck no. So I guess I'll have to take the shorty pants, you know what I'm saying? It's just don't ever wear no damn heels or some shit like that. You know, figure something out, but I ain't dealing with no nasally ass girly voice. So that's what we got for Would You Rather. Let's go on into Sit Your Dumb Ass Down. I'm loving this new segment. This segment is all about the dumb shit that people say. That's the dumb shit that people say online, too. Because it's just some, the internet, you know what I mean? Anybody can be on the internet these days. Sit your dumb ass down. This chick tweeted, scariest part about having triplets is being pregnant for 27 months. And see, you see how the bitch just roll off my tongue? Because you know, when you say bitch, a lot of y'all ladies, y'all already know. Sometimes, when you say bitch, it depends, it got different meanings. It depends on how you say it. When I say bitch, when it comes to shit like that, that's just like, that bitch, the audacity. Sit your dumb ass down for show with that one. You can't be pregnant for no fucking 27 months. You literally just, this bitch literally did 9 times 3. I can't, that's one of the ones where it's like, that can't even be real. Like, they just tried to be funny. Cause ain't no way. And you, how you a woman and you, Lord, fix it. Another sit your ass down moment. I know y'all know about this one. This fucking chick went viral, of course, because everything, anything can go viral these days. That's just what I can't stand. A fucking chick on Facebook Live recently. You know, she got all this, you know what I mean, attention from calling her own fucking baby ugly. And she said, and I quote, my biggest fear was having an ugly baby. Now look what the fuck I got. Oh my God. And then y'all gotta Google that. Go check that out. I think it was on like Instagram and Facebook and shit, Twitter, all that, YouTube. Like I said, the chick went viral for the shit, of course. Yeah, this bitch called her baby ugly. And the baby wasn't even ugly. Like, y'all... And my best friend, she'll laugh at me with this, like, for sure. Because she's one of those people where she always say this, like, about babies. Like, that they... You know what I mean? They kind of... A lot of babies be looking weird when they first come out. And I can agree to that. Because, you know what I mean? They... Especially they newborns. Like, they... You don't... Well, that's why people be on more like, he look just like his... Bitch, sit down. That baby been out your pussy for 2 minutes. It don't look like nobody. You don't know who it look like. So, yeah, bitch, sit your dumb ass down. You gotta be dumb saying some shit like that. And then on top of that, you saying it on live, knowing all these people watching. That shit was crazy. And then on top of that, she was hideous. Y'all go Google that girl. Y'all gonna be like, this bitch is hideous herself. Who the fuck? Like, they even said Cardi B responded to the shit, saying that she'll take the baby. Like, that shit sad. Then, even worse, the bitch tried to backtrack and say that she was joking and she wasn't saying it. Like, literally, like, bitch, bye. We're done with you. And y'all don't give her ass no more attention, for real. Just let her be dumb in peace. So, in my own words, sit your dumb ass down. And last but not least, the boxer, AB, Adrian Broner, said the dumbest shit the other day. he put on his Instagram, and this ain't even his first time saying some shit like this too. That's what really irritated me. He put on his Instagram, "Boxing is a lonely sport. I'm done with this shit. Give me a brick and let me turn it into an eight with some shit." He put PHYT. I don't know what the fuck he was getting out of that. Now, he put that on his Instagram. Are you... You gotta be dumb. Sit your dumb ass down. Some people, when they open their mouth, you just like, why? And then the fact that... Yeah, especially when people put the shit on online. Why would you rather be a fucking doughboy than be a fucking boxer? You don't want to trade in $1 million homes and all this shit you able to do. Now would you? You can't. Why would you rather be a doughboy? But you know they out here risking their lives for 3.5s and bullshit like that. All you got to do is go fight or not, and not even win. Get that. Not even win, and you get millions. Fuck out of here. You got to be a dumb motherfucker to say some dumb ass shit like that. Okay, you got to be dumb. Some people just, I swear, some people just so fucking unappreciative. Now let's hop on into some of the latest news. Okay, our news segment, where I just try to give y'all a little bit of news. You know what I mean? Your girl don't get too political, but we got to know what's going on in this world. You know what I mean? I always say to people, like, that's dangerous to just be in this world and you don't know what the fuck going on and you don't care to know what's going on. Then every time some crazy shit happen, people just, oh my god, I want pay attention. Especially if you're an adult, if you're a kid, that makes sense for you not really know what the fuck going on. But you're an adult and y'all care about all this other dumb shit that y'all be seeing going on, but y'all motherfuckers ignore everything else. Anyway, let me get off that. ICE officials recently arrested 680 people. That was on Wednesday. This was all at different food plants out in Mississippi. So people who was at work, you know what I mean? These plants just got raided. And I heard that this was actually planned out. It's just fucked up. The whole thing is just fucked up. The fact that, you know what I mean, this keeps happening. And that it's planned. Like, I just feel like it's just so unnecessary. And then at that, they saying that this happened while people, like, their kids was at school. Like, it was hundreds of kids who had to stay at school because nobody came to pick them up. Very fucked up. So sad. They did say that they did give out an update that, you know, at least about a good 300 of those people who were arrested, you know what I mean, were released. But it's still just like, what the fuck are we doing? Ugh. Shit is just stressful even thinking about, man. I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. Then you got Bernie Sanders. He's saying he wants to cancel student debt and he wants to make public colleges and universities free. Well, you know what? I am with you on that, Bernie. I really don't care for politics. It just goes way too deep for me, for my mind. I feel like my head is going to explode sometimes, but it's certain shit you definitely need to be paying attention to. I definitely don't want Trump reelected at all. I didn't want him elected in the first place. Guys, please make sure that y'all are able to vote and that y'all reading up. If you don't know if you're able to, because you might got some on your record, whatever, look into that. And I mean, I know people, a lot of people feel like voting don't matter because if the system isn't. Please stop talking like that. Y'all in these goddamn theories, shut the fuck up. Try. And how do you try? By voting. Okay? I don't want to hear too many complaints if your ass don't even do shit. Y'all be in line for Jordans. In line for some shoes that keep coming out. Same ones. Get your ass out there and vote. Alright? I don't put my trust into really any political person, you know what I mean? Any person in those positions. Because nobody's perfect. We're human. Not because they're bad people necessarily, but because we're human. They're not Superman. They can't literally save the world. But I do love people who care about things like that. So shout out to Bernie Sanders for that. That is very important. So many of us in debt, especially due to trying to educate ourselves. It's fucked up. Student loans be on it. Everybody can say student loans be on your ass. Fuck up your credit and everything just because you got loans. Student loans. What the fuck? That's a good thing. That's a good debt. You didn't necessarily, come on now. We gotta find something. So shout out to Bernie Sanders for that. And then the other latest thing going on is the GoFundMe. They are cracking down on scammers who are trying to profit off the recent mass shootings that happened, you know, earlier this week in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. That shit is sad. But, of course, nothing new that I, you know what I mean, I haven't seen. I've seen way too much of that. Like, people will try to profit off anything. They making up shit. You got people out here hitting up celebrities with sob stories, trying to get money out of them. Like, it's just, anything goes these days. Any fucking thing goes. Like, that shit is annoying. So, that's just a little bit of, you know, world news I try to get out there. Ladies, how would you respond to this? Now, how would you respond to this in specific in three words? Your ex, he accidentally sends you $1,000. And then he calls for you to send it back. Y'all should already know what mine's gonna be. I'm gonna go ahead and get it out there. My three words, go to hell. Go to hell. Not because I necessarily hate the person, but just because, baby, you're not getting it back. I don't even think I would even have no fucking three words. You're just not getting the shit back. No habla ingles. How about that? Or how about this ain't Taylor? The fuck? Don't know you. I ain't giving you shit back. You know I can do it $1,000? And that's crazy too, because I did actually have, what was that, last year? I had a lady accidentally cash at me some money, and I wanted to spend that money. I think it was only like a good $40, but shit, I wanted to keep that. So, but I contemplated like the whole fucking day. Like she wrote me too, like saying, like, you know, that was an accident. Can you send it back? She sent the request for, you know, for me to send it back, but I took all day to send her that shit back. But I did. I sent it back because I believe in, you know what I mean, karma. I really do. So I had to send her money back. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But whew, the things I could do with that $40, man. So imagine $1,000. Imagine a fucking $1,000. Shit. I don't know. Hey, I ain't gonna be too kind for that much shit. Fuck that. Ladies, before we get up out of here, before I go, before I end this episode, I want to do this new segment that I call I'll Drink to That, especially since it's Friday. And it's basically just me naming some things that we can drink to. Hell, it's the weekend, so you really don't even need no excuse to drink. Have a drink because it's fucking Friday, ladies. But I'll drink to settling into my new home. I drink to that. let's drink to me dropping 2 episodes in just this 1 week. Yes, definitely a drink to that, because baby, that ain't always easy. Okay, I'm a one-woman show. I do my own editing. I still work a regular job. Like I said, I just moved literally a week ago. So it's just, you know what I mean? I'm human. So for me to have that, shit, pull me up one. Pull me up something for that. Let's drink to me being able to get some chill time, just be relaxed, have, like I said, have my me time, have my quality time with my man. Let's drink to, ladies, me not having no motherfucking drama with nobody. If y'all don't got drama either, y'all raise y'all glasses to that too, because baby, life is short. And if ain't nobody affecting you in no crazy way, you don't need to be mad at them. You don't need to be in no motherfucking drama. Fuck it. If it ain't helping you in no type of way, ignore it. And last but not least, my ladies. My ladies who are moms out there who have kids who are of school age. Cheers, because school is about to be back in session for their asses. So let's drink to that. Let's drink to that. I know y'all can't wait till their asses go back to school. And y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all have y'all time without them. Love them to death, but hey, it's time for them to get back in school and get back to these, you know what I mean, these organized schedules. So with that being said, ladies, that completes this episode of Girls Love Talk. I want to thank y'all always for listening in. If you are an active listener, if you love what you hear, please make sure you tell friends about it, co-workers about it, tell your boyfriend about it, whoever, to share it on your Insta page, Facebook, Twitter page. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts. Okay? All them platforms. That's 7 different platforms for y'all to be able to listen in from. I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't want to hear no fucking excuses, ladies. And as always, make sure that you follow the Instagram page. It's the Instagram page and the Facebook page for Girls Love Talk Podcast. So on Instagram, that's Girls Love Talk Podcast. On Facebook, that's Girls Love Talk Podcast. And that's the way of keeping up. Then y'all can be able to go on there and comment on some of the topics you heard me talk about. Let me know what y'all think. Give me some of y'all insights and input. On Anchor, you're able to leave me voice messages. So that's even cooler. You know what I mean? It's more personal. If you would like to be a guest on the show, I'm always looking for guests. That would be lovely. Gotta be somebody who know how to have conversation, though. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk about everything. Then on top of that, if you are a small business owner or you just an entrepreneur, you got some shit you selling, hairstylist, fucking anything, let me know. If you got some shit you want me to promote on my episodes, you know, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk sponsorship, okay? Let's do it. I'm all for it. So until next time, ladies, I hope y'all have a good weekend, and I'll catch y'all next week. I'm out.